Hello, welcome to Disturbed. I'm alone today. I'm very sorry, I haven't been recording. I said a month. I was thinking every once a month. A month passed, nothing. 2 months, 3 months. I had one on Columbine, but it stopped in the middle of recording, and I just said, you know what, scrap it, and never got back to it. And right now I'm doing this late so that I don't have kids screaming in the background, because I do not live alone. But that means that we have an ASMR soothing basset tone, just kind of low one, where we talk about murder. Isn't that fun? Little murder ASMR. So, since Rose isn't here, I'm just gonna tell a story and make my jokes like I did before. 1 second. Keep it in, keep the struggle. But, I'm just gonna... Yeah. Only third episode, because I don't want to push out episodes, but when I find some way for me and Rose to do episodes like this, we're thinking about doing two at a time, one where we just talk about topics, one where we do stories like this one, story times, and that might or might not happen. This is unedited, so I'm not gonna go back and edit this out if it doesn't happen. Don't get your hopes up. This is very, I do it whenever I want to kind of feel thing, and because I have problems with commitment. Anyways, this is gonna be very awkward. Me just laughing at my own jokes. But today we are talking about Luca Magnotta, or the vacuum cat killer, as known before he was caught. Obviously, this isn't researched. This podcast is talking, making stories, and if we get things wrong, so be it. This isn't really the kind of thing where we are hating it if we get things wrong. More for the story's sake. And if we do get something wrong, I'm not saying don't tell us. I would love to hear it, not even to mention it in the podcast, but just to, like, know, oh, I got that wrong. But anyway, let's go to the late 2000s, early 2010s. Just to set the scale, Facebook was the popular social media site. I'm pretty sure LiveLeak wasn't a thing yet, and Bestscore was your go-to place for looking at very horrific stuff. Back before it was taken down, people who are like me will know Bestscore was taken down because of this exact story. So, 2010. A lawyer is going through the website, Bestscore, stated for being the place where reality is. It was mainly people dying. It's literally people dying. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen the crap on stuff like Bestscore and LiveLeak. It's people dying in, like, very bad accidents. Normally, that's it, and that's what keeps it going. There's no murder. There's nothing like that. It's all just accidents. That's not what this lawyer sees, though. He come across a video, a very, very disturbing video titled One Lunatic, One Ice Pick, which is still found if you look hard enough. I've seen this video. It is still found if you look hard enough. I mean, if you can stomach it, I recommend it. If you're like me and you just don't want to sleep for a few nights, just go ahead. It's better than coffee. But, so, the video is of a man getting brutally stabbed, naked, little cherry on top. Turns out we'll find out later, this is Chinese tech student Jun Lin. Now, this isn't... I chose to start it here for stylistic choice, but this is certainly not the beginning. This is more the beginning of the end. You see... Oh my gosh, did I not turn vibrate off? One second. I was getting into the freaking mood, too. Oh. Anyway. Don't take it out. Don't take it out. Okay. So... Let's go to the beginning. We've set the conflict, we've set the tale. Let's go to the beginning. First, let me freaking reposition in my loud bed. Okay. So, here is what goes down. Here is the tea. There is... So this man, who, I forget his original name, apologies, but he changes his name to Luca Magnotta. Ooh. Wow, you heard that from me introducing the story. Ooh. There's not much known about his childhood. His mother has talked with the press, but at the age 21, he starts stripping, and he wants to become an actor. He starts being, what's the word? Basically, hosts. Like, in Japan, they have hosts, which is basically just the people who go and, bedazzle. Basically, people go to host shops and they just sit there with a man and get bedazzled, or a woman. And, well, he starts doing stuff like this. He starts being a host. He starts being hired for porn. Low-rate porn in Canada. I completely forgot to say, this is in Canada. Montreal. And well, he signs up for, he is interviewed for this show, Cover Guy. And it was like a reality TV show, one of those trashy reality TV shows that no one's gonna watch. And he states that people always say that he is surprisingly good-looking or something like that. Like, the guy's a narcissist. And they say, and then he even gets, like, he tries to get, like, a job on this plastic surgery show, which is, I forget the name, I think it's, like, Back from Plastic or something. It's a plastic surgery show. Like, the lowest of the low, detailing plastic surgeries gone wrong, and people after severe body mod stuff, and, like, the lowest of the low, like, calling, like, these people with plastic surgery freaks and crap. And he's not on that either. He was not able to be on that either. And so, this guy, he's a failed actor. He tried for the bottom of the barrel and was still kicked lower. Like, there is nothing he can do. So what does he start doing? He looks to the internet. He looks to the internet, specifically Wikipedia. He tries and fails twice to create a Wikipedia page about him. And obviously Wikipedia, at the time being self-governed, was like, no, we will let people say stuff about Swag McDouche, but we will not let you write your own Wikipedia page. Like, the self-governed Wikipedia, back before Wikipedia actually got credible, they took him down. And so, he starts creating fan accounts for him. Montages on YouTube of, like, songs with just the same pictures over and over of him. They just start popping up. And it's like, who is this guy? No one's heard of him, yet so many people just love him so much. Every single one traced back to him. And you're thinking, you know, that's pretty intense for that. That's like the worst you can get just to get attention, right? A video goes up on YouTube. This isn't the one lunatic one eyes pick. We're not there yet. And this is why it's called the vacuum cat killer. A video goes up on YouTube. One boy, two kittens. In the video is a unidentifiable man. His face is only shown for like a second. In a room with a vacuum sealable bag, and two kittens. I really want to go into the gory details, but I'm sure you can understand what he does. He puts the cats in the bag. The cat doesn't get out of the bag. The cat gets air from the bag sucked out. Cat dies in bag. And people see this, and they're horrified, because this isn't on some obsolete website that people go to specifically for gory videos. This is on YouTube. And I mean, yes, this is 2010 YouTube, but 2010 YouTube, people still went on it. This is still a very defined site. People went there to browse. And all of a sudden you see one boy, two kittens. This is the height of kitten videos. And like kitten memes, Grumpy Cat, like I said that Grumpy Cat was probably like 2015, 2012, 2012 to 2015 range, but there was cats all over the internet. People went to the internet for cats, for wholesome junk. Wait, did I stop recording? Oh, I didn't. Oh, I was so scared I stopped recording. Anyway, so they go to like these they go to the internet for cats and like wholesome, like beautiful, like, oh, this boy, this little kids with like two cats, I love it, and they're like getting into all sorts of fun and little shenanigans. So they see one boy, two kittens, and they're like, hey. And you know, it's one boy, two kittens. People were looking up cat videos. Search results for cat videos Specifically kittens. Oh, one boy, two kittens. I mean, I don't know if two girls, one cup was still a thing back then, but I thought two girls, one cup was the thing that started, like, the two blank, one blank title. Maybe this was? Not sure. But the many times I say but Luca, oh well, obviously you're guessing, you're screaming at me, stop dodging, dancing around the bush. It was Luca that put this video out, and he made these quote sock puppet accounts on like Facebook, went to the groups dedicated to hunting him down, and sent them a direct message saying, the one you're looking for is Luca Magnotta. They had the name. He was giving them the name, and he was giving them clues. Trying to be a Zodiac, but not as good. And then 2 years later, in 2012, a lawyer's looking on his computer and sees one lunatic, one ice pick. Now you're up to speed onto the endeavors of Luca A. Magnotta. I think it's Luca A. Magnotta. I think it's A. No. Luca Rocco Magnotta. You are now up to date with the life and times of Luca R. Magnotta until 2012. This video comes out. And I'm trying to get my chronological order here going up. And there is a package sent to the government in Canada. Two of the governmental parties in Canada. I don't know anything about Canadian politics. I'm American. There's a package sent to these places with just a severed hand each. But the thing is, they were able to follow the posts to his apartment. And they saw the CCTV footage of him stowing the body in a garbage bag, like in a garbage can. Obviously, it's not like out there in the open. He put it in like a bag, but he was carrying many bags, suspiciously, to the garbage. So they know it's like this Luca Magnotta guy, and they raid his apartment, but he's not there. He's actually, I'm pretty sure, this might be wrong, but he's actually in London. He is in London. And they don't know where he is. They're like, where's Luca Magnotta? Where is he? He's not here. He's not in the apartment. What do you mean he's not in the apartment? He's not in the apartment. Now, no one knows how Jun Lin and Luca Magnotta was a thing, but it is shown that Luca Magnotta had been doing a lot of posts on What is it? No. One sec, brain fart. Oh, no. Is it eBay? No. It's not eBay. Frick. It's something like eBay. Oh, no. And I'll think of it soon.
I'll think of it. Just wait. It's funnier the longer you wait for me to say it. It's not Pinterest. It's not Facebook, it's not eBay, it's not Pinterest, it's not Yahoo. Oh, it's one of those you put ads to sell stuff. Oh no. But he would go onto these types of sites, and he would go down to the men looking for men, and make posts. And they theorize that's how he got June Lynn. He was just kind of, alright, I'm a gay guy. I'm gonna go hang out with another gay guy, maybe hook up, drink some booze, have fun, and then I'm gonna go home. Ended up, he got stabbed with a screwdriver that was painted to look like an ice pick, and was dismembered, and part of him was consumed. And all on video that you can see. And well, so, he's in London, and the networks are fired up with the one name, Luca Rocco Magnotta, because they just figured out who is the killer, who this killer is of this famous video that's going around. It's like 1444 or like Funky Town. Like, this was the gore video of 2012. This was going around and everyone knew about it. And the one name that was in the newspapers, Luca Rocco Magnotta, and he was labeled as a fugitive, as an international fugitive, because he was not in Canada anymore. He was not in Canada. He was in the UK. Right? He was in the UK? London's UK. Yeah, it's London, UK. Yeah. He was in the UK. And he is loving this cat and mouse. He is in London. He flies away to London because he knows they're going to find him. And then he gets to London and they find him. Like, they found out who... They have a name. And they're looking for him. And they're like, oh, we got to get everyone searching for him. And so he is loving this attention. And he flies to Berlin. He flies to Berlin, and he does the thing that gets him. Like, the thing that it's game over for him. He goes into an internet cafe. A Berlin internet cafe, and talks to the man at the front. He's, like, in glasses, like a face mask, probably. He's, like, COVID, pre-COVID. Like, his whole face is covered. But the internet cafe, he's like looking at him and he's like, I recognize him from somewhere. I don't know where though. But he gets the computer, he goes up into the computer area, into his computer, and he starts looking up one person. Guess. Quickly, guess. Luca Rocco Magnotta. He starts looking himself up. And the guy's like looking at his computer over his back and he's like, are you kidding me? Like, he starts pretending to pick up the area and then he looks over his shoulder and he's like, he can easily make the connection. He's like, the same guy in real life is on the screen, and it's like, dude, you just gave yourself away. But he doesn't say that. He goes back and he calls Berlin Police Force. Berlin Police Force. In Berlin... No. Is it in Berlin? In Berlin, he was either... In Berlin, he was known as the stripper killer, I think. And in London, he was known as the, frick. No. He was known as the, I'm not gonna remember. Anyway, I'm not gonna remember now that I try to remember it. The Montreal Massacre. He was known as the Montreal, the Montreal Murderer, or something like that. And you can see on CCTV, and if you want to learn, like, more in depth about it, there is a Netflix documentary called Don't F With Cats. The bleep was the F word, by the way. Don't F With Cats. And it's like F with asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. Don't F With Cats. On Netflix. And it is about this group of online sleuths that helped track him down. And you can see in the documentary the CCTV footage from the internet cafe when he gets completely caught. And these, like, these just bad, like, freaking Berlin German officers just storm in. A freaking army of German officers storm in, and he is let out and taken back to Canada. And in jail forever. He's not getting out. It is such a beautiful story. I freaking love it. Anyway, that was the 30-minute tale. Almost 30-minute tale. By the time I get done with my ending, it will be 30 minutes. The 30-minute tale of Luca Rocco Magnotta. The vacuum cat killer, the stripper killer, and the Montreal Massacre. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Justin Peters. I keep tuned, keep subscribed if I ever frickin' upload for more disturbing stories, content, discussions. Normally, I have a co-host, Rose Inkler, but today she's not here. And her not being here and us not having really a way to communicate and do a podcast has been the major reason that we haven't uploaded. But anyway, I'll see you. Goodbye.